I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning and welcome to Inside High School Sports. I'm your host, Tony Caligiuri, along with the resident troublemaker, Mr. Roger Weiss, Kensington grad. There, I beat him to it. Yes, I got Kensington out before he possibly could. Kyrie Demos from the Niagara Gazette, he's on his way in. He should be walking in any minute. Tom Prince is out and about. He's covering things, and we'll probably meet up.
He's doing five basketball games today, but I really can't say for 100%, but it's five games at Buff State today starting at noon.
Yeah, so we will be headed there after the program.
You will be headed there. I won't be there till 7 o'clock this evening for the Amherst Health Science game. That should be the game of the year. I will be headed down to Jamestown for the girls' C1, C2, and Class D finals.
So you're going to put some miles on the vehicle today.
Yep. Might have to stop at Davidson's for a fish sandwich before I come home. I got to get my nerve replenished. All the energy I'm burning out. You know how that works, Anthony.
I hear you.
Well, going through the reservation, might as well top off the old gas tank.
I hear you. Well, while you're doing that, taking the family, we're going to hit up the Apple Grannies in Lewiston, going for dinner. Nice dinner with the family. We like to do something on Saturday nights. So that's what we got planned for today. And Kyrie has arrived, Mr. Kyrie Demos, Niagara Gazette. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. Would like it to be a little bit warmer, but that's me being picky. Tomorrow's going to warm up.
Come on. It's first Saturday in March.
It was all winter. We got spring-like conditions in the winter. Now we got winter-like conditions in the spring.
Well, I have good news for you guys. Spring is going to arrive early this year. My sinuses, when they kick in, it lets me know that we're about to have a season change.
Oh,
and
yeah.
My sinuses are full-blown kick-in right now. Stuffed up, can't breathe, the whole nine yards. Like, yeah, we're going to have – I usually get this towards the end of March.
Right.
It's now.
You know what? My mom actually just told me this week. You know you're supposed to take your allergy medicine even through the winter?
I do every day all year.
Yeah. I had no idea because I'm the same way. Seasonal change, it's the worst for me. Like I literally sneezed like 17 times in a row last week.
The great thing is that if we get that early spring, maybe the baseball and softball teams will be able to get outdoors.
Very true.
Reason spring's going to be early is on the calendar, and I go back to that tirade I had a week ago on there. You had the extra day in February. So, yeah, of course spring's going to be earlier. It's going to be one day earlier.
It will be one day later
because it's 366,
not 365.
It takes me a while to get over that because that infuriates me.
I hear you.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Guys, let's get it going. News and notes. Do you guys have anything? I know if you go to our Facebook page, Inside High School Sports, you'll see some camps and clinics coming up. There's one coming up for defensive line.
Okay.
You want to check that one out. There's also a meat raffle fundraiser for Star Point coming up.
Mm-hmm.
You want to check that out. It's all there.
Yeah, my news and note, just a big shout out to our three state champion wrestlers. Jaden here is from Newfane. And the McDougal cousins, Justin McDougal capturing his first for Niagara Wheatfield. He's done everything in wrestling, but
he's huge.
Oh man. Willie is that much bigger and And the cool thing is, you know, the way that they stayed out of each other's weight brackets, so two state champs could come for the fam. So love to see that.
We are going to have them on the show.
Okay.
Talked with Matt O'Rourke, and he says, you know, this would be pretty cool if we can get all three of them in. And I'm like, yeah, let's do it.
For sure.
Maybe even next week. We'll
Hopefully
see.
So. Yeah, it's I'm excited to see them tomorrow. The sports or the wrestling banquet, like end of the year wrap up banquet, as well as tomorrow, so should be a fun time.
Where's that being held at?
I believe somewhere in Lackawanna. I can't think.
Is it at Ilio DiPaolo's? Usually they do it.
Is that tomorrow or would that be Monday night?
Tomorrow. It's tomorrow.
Yep. On Sunday?
Yep.
Really?
Yeah. It's like a brunch lunch type of thing.
Okay. Normally they have a. No, that might be no. That's further in May. Okay. Cross that out. I stand corrected. Okay. I'm thinking of the one in May.
Now, did you have anything for news and notes,
Well,
Raj?
No. Well, I had one thing I'm going to mention, but the thing you said how big McDougals are, but they stay out of each other's weight class. What's his name from Newfane? Isn't he bigger than the two of them?
Oh, 285.
Yeah, he's 285.
And a running back.
Running back and one of the best running backs in the area. Not just
no
running back.
Way. Gets, I would get in his way.
He gets two steps. Nobody's gonna, who would want to tackle him?
I'm telling you, the division title game against Tonawanda, he makes a move. He cuts left, right? He
gets of all, he's making a move at that size.
Yes. At that size. Breaks a guy down. He's toe tapping the sideline, keeps his balance, runs into the end zone. I'm like, I've never seen a
and then
big fella
agile
like
200
that.
And he's over 250, right?
He's got to be 285. Well, I'm not sure.
Well, he wrestles at 285. Right. Doesn't mean he's 285.
Oh, right. Yeah, I'm not sure what.
No, I don't think he's that big. So he's big, but I don't think he's 285.
Well, it's tough to tell how tall he is based on the pictures. Yeah. I didn't get to watch Newfane play last year.
He's probably 5'11". 6 foot in that range.
Maybe. I don't think he's as tall as I am, and I'm barely 6 foot.
Yeah, he might be 5'10".
With the helmet on, maybe, but you know, without the helmet.
He's just a big dude.
So load right there.
Yeah, he is.
I don't have much.
Congratulations to them.
I don't have much for news and notes, but the one thing I want to bring up, because I just happened to see it in today's paper. How about talking about how fast the years go by? You know who's the player representative in NFL negotiations for the Cleveland Browns?
Who?
J.C. Treader.
Wow.
From Akron. Is that crazy or what?
I actually went to the NO wrestling championship was at Akron, and they had his jersey hanging up. I'm like, man, this is so cool.
I mean, it makes sense. He went to Cornell.
Right.
So obviously he's got it between the ears as well, and he's a logical candidate. But I'm talking more about – it was just yesterday, you talk about we're going to Buff State for boys basketball, the game. Akron was in the finals at Buff State.
Oh, wow. Was that C1, C2?
I believe, well, it was one of those. Back then, there might have only been a Class C. I don't even know if there was a C1 and C2. But, yeah, and boy, when he set a pick, it was like running into a tree.
Couldn't even imagine. Oh, my goodness.
Well, I think, you know, the one thing that we have to talk about to start the program off is what happened to St. Joe's hockey. I felt so bad for Coach Crozier. Such a great guy. And I was talking with some of the guys, excuse me, before the program on, you know, you put so much into your program, and then the kids do something to let you down at the end.
Right.
And for those not familiar, I guess there was a video or picture, something that was on social media of the players drinking alcohol, and St. Joe's rightfully forfeited the championship game. So St. Mary's Lancaster will represent and play in their place.
Right, yeah. And, you know, obviously I'm never going to promote underage drinking.
No.
You know, I understand completely. And I don't want to talk down on the kids, because I know, you know, when kids are in high school, hey, kids do stupid things. And
well, here's the thing, and I got to witness this week, because Nick was thinking about trying out for modified baseball for his school, and Niagara Falls baseball, varsity head coach, you know, he holds a thing, and he talks about you have to sign this code of conduct, and you know, I had explained to Nick what that's all about, and then, you know, talk about this St. Joe's story. So the kids are aware of the code of conduct. So it's not something that caught them by surprise.
Right. And not only that, too, you know, you can't wake. I don't want to take this approach, but realistically, you can't wait a week if that's the case. You're going to jeopardize winning a second consecutive state championship. I'm not, like I said, I'm not promoting underage drinking, but I'm just saying you can't mess this up. You've got so much in front of you. You just had an unbelievable 4-0 win on Sunday to even get to the state championship. Why go and mess that up?
And then you throw in the fact that, okay, if you are a college recruiter and you see that,
right?
You know, again, and we've talked about this so many times, Roger, that, you know, when you're a recruiter, you have so many to choose from. And let's say you're looking for a center. Well, you've got 10 centers that you're keeping your eye on. They're all equally as good.
Right.
So what are you going to break it down to? You're going to look at grades. You're going to look at, is he a community type person?
Right. Is he a leader?
And then
After all that is said and done, okay, now we're going to go to social media and see what's going on.
Yep.
That's what I don't understand now with social media. And you know, when you get a situation like that, someone's going to pull out the smartphone and start videoing.
We were talking this morning. Like, you know, I'm thankful that we didn't have social media and smartphones when I was going to Burgard.
Man.
You know, we didn't always make the right decisions back
when
then.
I was going to Kensington, you remember the rotary dial phones? Were you actually?
No, you guys were hammering images on the cave walls. Come on.
Oh, trust me.
Either that or using a crank, right?
I didn't mean to get you to choke.
I mean,
I'm
going
to go into
a
coffee fit here.
You know, there were mistakes that were made, but. You know, you just gotta be smarter than that. Today's day and age, everything will be caught if you put it on social media. It's just an open platform for you to get caught on.
Kyrie, I was at Star Point for a couple of nights this week because they had the girls out there.
Right.
Before you walk into the building, they have a paid phone on the outside. Can you imagine these kids scratching their heads every time they walk into that place saying, what's that thing?
How do you text with this?
Yes, exactly.
Where's the camera at? I don't see it.
How do I access
selfie.
Facebook on
here? I want to make
it
take a selfie.
Can I go on Google with this?
Yeah, so, I mean, I felt bad for Coach Crozier, as I said. And this is a valuable lesson that these kids are going to learn.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and that goes right into when you talk about, and it drives me crazy, when you see a young student athlete that has so much potential and then does something dumb and just, you know, flushes it down the drain. It's just, it drives me insane.
I think about it all the time. You know, my senior year, that next season would have been Mo Howie's senior year. I think about that all the time. I mean, arguably the top quarterback in our area going into the next season and, you know, threw it all away. So, I mean, it's just a cautionary tale for a lot of kids. You know, you have a lot of – I know it's funny to reference, but the original Spider-Man movie, Uncle Ben said, with great power comes great responsibility.
Yes.
And, I mean, you can't say any better because, you know, there's so much in front of these kids, but you can throw it all away in an instant.
I teach my kids to focus all the time. Focus on what you're doing. Focus on what the task at hand is.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, hopefully they learn from it. But, you know, again, it's a sad situation. So best of luck to St. Mary's and Lancaster. Hopefully they represent and do a good job. All right, our G&G Fitness Coach of the Week. Speaking of hockey, congratulations to Bob Rosen, head coach, Williamsville North Hockey. He notched his 500th career win.
In the sectional title game, too. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Was he going for his 12th state title, possibly?
Something like that. He's in double digits.
He's going for his sixth.
Oh, sixth?
Sixth. But, sixth. I mean, still.
Oh, okay, no, state. But, yeah, I'm sorry. Sixth
and they're going to play Skinny Atlas today at Buff State. No, I'm sorry. That's Star Point that's playing Skinny Atlas today at 5:30. So best, you know, congratulations to Bob Rosen, our G&G Fitness Coach of the Week. And if you would like to nominate a coach, livefit.com. And speaking of Star Point, as I said, they are playing today at 5:30. They have won their first ever Federation Boys Ice Hockey title. And it seems like yesterday that had them in studio after they won a club championship.
Yeah, I guess what it's been is, you know, They really took the long approach. They were like, we're going to dominate the club division.
And they certainly did.
Did that for a few years, and then now they switched over. And, you know, I mean, hey, first first title in program history. You know, hopefully more to come for them.
Congratulations to Star Point Hockey.
Where do they normally play their games? Do they play out on Wheatfield on the Boulevard? Years ago, it was Boulevard Twin Rinks, many years ago.
Yeah, I'm not too sure.
The only two I can picture out there is the Keenan Center in Lockport or the...
Well, you also have Hyde Park Ice Rink in Niagara Falls.
Well, yeah, but for Star Point, that would be a third farthest. It would be a lot farther than either Wheatfield or Lockport.
Yeah, you're right. Wheatfield would be the closer one.
I'm not sure if they use Cornerstone either, because Cornerstone Arena is down there now in Lockport.
Well, I'm not even familiar with that one.
Yeah, it's probably about 4 years old now. There's like a training facility and an ice hockey rink. Right
oh, cool.
Mm-hmm. So,
all right, guys, let's shift gears. I want to kind of go back to last Saturday and bring us up to date to where we are today. Okay. And as far as basketball, last Saturday we had Niagara Falls knocking off Frontier. You had Orchard Park beating Lockport, Lancaster defeating Will North, Jamestown took Clarence, so there's your double-A games. In A2, you had South Park beating Louport.
I was there for that one.
East defeated CSAT, Health Science over West Seneca East, and then you had in B1, Bennett over Medina, East Aurora over Lackawanna, Olean over Iroquois, Depew over Albion. Then you went to the B2 quarterfinals, Newfane beating Maritime, Olmsted defeating Wilson, Fredonia over Roy Hart, Allegheny Limestone over JFK. And then you take it to Monday, North Tonawanda beat McKinley, West Seneca West over Will East. And then on Tuesday, Newfane beat Olmsted. Allegheny Limestone knocked off Fredonia in B2s. In AA's, Lancaster beat Niagara Falls. So then we fast forward to, Wednesday's results in B1, East Aurora beating Bennett, Olean over Depew. And then we take it to Thursday in A2, Amherst over East, Health Science over South Park. And then that leads us up to today, Roger. I'm going to shock you, and I want you to hold on, but Olean's playing at Buff State today.
Yeah, that's you talk about, and I guess the best thing to describe this year, you know, my tirade a week ago notwithstanding, it must be leap year, and all bets are off in leap year, I guess. Oh, it has just been a crazy year. Olean was not supposed to beat Iroquois.
Right.
That has been considered.
But I thought that there was a rule that was etched in
there
that Olean had to play at Buff State.
And they thought this would be the year that rule would be violated. Iroquois, I don't know if they were looking ahead. They were prohibitive favorites in that game.
Yeah.
And I guess it wasn't, you know, it was close when the score was 0-0. And from then on there, it was all Olean.
Wow.
I wasn't at the game, but Terry was texting me regular and all that. And, wow. And that's not the only one. You want to talk about leap year, Anthony? How's this for size? Let's see, 84, 88, 92, 96. It's been over 70 leap years since the AA final at Buffalo State will not have either Jamestown or Niagara Falls.
It's the first.
No, I am not pulling your leg, Anthony. That is gospel.
It's the first time that neither one will even win it since 2007.
Wow.
So it's like, it's crazy. Neither team is there. And which is more interesting, too, the stat you just pulled, there was three Niagara Falls high school programs back in the day.
Yeah, you had the Trot Vocational,
LaSalle,
and Niagara Falls. I mean, Niagara Falls has been, you know, I put them with anybody in the country when it comes to basketball.
Yeah. I miss having Pat Monty coming in, by the way. He was a lot of fun.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, so that was interesting. I mean, Roddy Gale couldn't get back to Buff State. First-round playoff exit to South Park. I mean, hats off to Anthony Mack and those guys. They did their thing, but, you know, I mean, just a lot of weird little things happening this year. NT, you know, as deep of a team as they are, they've got all these different talented guys. any given night, a guy can step up and score for them. And
well, they sure look good the other night at Buff State,
against
man.
McKinley? Oh,
yes,
my gosh.
I mean, once a time, you know. I guess that long road trip from McKinley High School to Buffalo State caught up to them last month.
Yeah,
oh, man, they were probably sleeping on that bus ride.
It's like, you know. No, everything's a surprise.
Everything. I mean, the West Seneca West and World East game.
Oh, that was a wasn't that a classic?
Instant
good ending?
Classic.
Also, Amherst, I'm assuming, did dodge a bullet the other night.
They did.
You know how we said a week
was it two or three players that they were going to
five?
It was five.
Five.
Three were suspended by automatically just by rule for coming off the bench.
Right.
After reviewing the films, the school decided to suspend two additional players.
Wow. But you know
so
what's
they
two?
Went, yeah, they went in there. The five that were suspended, one starter, sixth man, eighth, and ninth man.
Ooh.
So these are guys that would, you know, give you some minutes just to, you know, spell the starters and all that.
Right.
I guess the fifth one would have been the last guy off the bench or something.
Okay.
But four guys that would have been a part of it. And they were down at halftime, I don't know if they were down at three quarters, but like I say, they were able to come back.
Yeah.
They dodged a bullet.
Oh, yeah. Nick,
and Amherst Health Science, that should be the game of the year
game
tonight.
Game of the year.
All right, let's take a break, guys, and we'll come back. We'll take a look at the Olean East Aurora game. We'll look at Newfane and Allegheny Limestone and others. So we'll have all of that and more on Inside High School Sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We're back. You're listening to Inside High School Sports. I'm your host, Tony Kelleher, along with Kyrie Demos from the Niagara Gazette. Mr. Roger Weiss is here. Sports Talk Saturday follows us at 11. And it's the Sabres and the Flyers tonight at 7, talking about boys basketball. And before we even get back to the games going on today, Monsignor Martin, Canisius, Bishop Tyman, holy cow.
Oh, man, yeah. I mean, Canisius is what the season they've put together. I mean, they've just been on top all year long. I mean, knocking off, they beat Niagara Falls, they beat Louisport, they beat Joe's. This was their third time beating Joe's, right?
I think so.
Somebody said it's around, I don't know the specific number, but I believe it's around like 20-something consecutive times they've beaten Joe's. So that's a whole different level of domination at that point. And then you know how great both of those programs
are.
You know, so.
My God, that's going back to the what, Naaman Roosevelt, Johnny Greer days.
Almost.
Yeah, when Mark Simon was coach.
Yeah, before Reggie Agbiko was there probably, you know.
Oh, I think that might even be before. Reggie might not have ever beaten Canisius.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So it's dating back a long time. But, yeah, shout out to Coach Licata, my old teammate from UB, too, with Tyman, what he's put together there. They've got so many shooters with Tyman. I swear every kid on their team, Godlock, Patton, all those guys, they can contribute on the
floor. So are they basically an outside team, play an outside type of game, shoot from three, get, you know, those long shots, create space, get an open man, let him put it up, rather than drive into the basket?
Yeah, for sure. Well, they've got guys that can penetrate, but all their best players are their guards, and they all can shoot it. But even their complimentary guys can shoot it pretty well.
So kind of like a Jamestown type.
Definitely. Very similar to what Coach Langworthy's put down there.
I left one name off on the old St. Joe's days. He might have been a teammate of yours at UB, Dominic Cook.
Oh, he was a little before me.
Well, he was before you. Yeah. Boy, you're even younger than I thought. Oh,
yeah.
It was Cook with Drew Willey, that team.
Oh, yeah. I was an eighth grader then. Yeah.
He was. I mean, you saw him on a basketball court, and you say, boy, this guy has a future. Yeah, well, his future, he ended up being a D-back for UB.
Yep. A good
That's
one.
Amazing, man. Yeah, he was a really good one. That was the first bowl team in UB program history?
First one that might have went.
Yeah.
One that won back in the 50s when they turned down the invitation for racial reasons.
Oh, right. Yeah, they won the conference that year, and then it was also the same year I got my truck. That's why I remember.
Oh, wow. That's mad funny.
Because we were doing a Lancaster game,
yeah.
My wife was texting me updates on UB and keeping track of what they were doing. I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, they lost in the, I want to say it was the International Bowl to UConn. Because Donald Brown.
In Detroit, right?
Yeah.
Or Toronto.
Toronto. Yep, Toronto. Mm-hmm. Because that's where the Bills used to play.
Yeah, it was either there or the Motor Bowl in Detroit, and they ended up in Toronto.
Yeah.
Ben Woods was on that team from STA Sports Performance. Great memories. All right, let's get back to looking at Ball State's game. The first game at 12 o'clock, Newfane is taking on Allegheny Limestone. Here we have a number four seed. This is the B2 game. A number four seed taking on a number two seed.
I'm excited for that one just because Allegheny Limestone, the fact that they're in this game, they were up 9 with about a minute left against Fredonia. Fredonia has a 10-0 run, takes a one-point lead, but in the end, I can't remember the big man's name, but number 32 for the Gators knocked down a 3 with about 10 seconds left to go ahead. But on the flip side, Newfane, a team I've been covering all season, they're really coming together right now. What a dominant performance over Olmsted on Tuesday. I mean, it really wasn't close. You know?
Are we looking at contrast of styles here with these two teams?
I would say more similar styles. I'll say this. I think Allegheny Limestone might be the more threatening team from deep, whereas I think Newfane might be more of a drive, attack, penetration type team. So you will see a little bit contrast in style from there. But like I said, that number 32, him and Garrett Srock will be competing against each other, who was just named the Niagara Orleans Player of the Year. So
it'll be interesting to see how they defend each other.
Yeah.
That's always the chess match.
Yeah, Coach Klump has that likes that press, so it should be fun.
Then the 145 game has the 7th seed Olean taking on 4 seed East Aurora.
Yeah, it should be.
What a year East Aurora's had.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. They really have put it together. I mean, probably one of the more underrated teams. I mean, they've been under the radar, but they've been just handling business all year.
Boy, there's a game of teams that have been knocking off the top seats like nobody's business.
Yeah.
7-4 in the final?
Right. You don't see that too often. You really don't.
And then let's see, 7 o'clock we have an A2 Health Science, the number 2 seed, taking on number 1 seed Amherst.
Game of the year.
Game of the year. You know, the Health Science Canisius game that was at in one of those, was that the Center Court Classic,
I believe so.
That was a pretty good game. Health Science is a real deal. They hung, in fact, didn't they beat Canisius?
I believe so. I think,
yeah.
Well, they lost to Canisius. That's their lone loss. So
okay.
They're 21-1. So
for fans going to this game, what are they going to look for?
Man, I mean, a lot of size for Health Sciences.
Scoreboard's going to look like a slot machine.
It's going to be close to a college basketball game type of score.
Turn off the shot clock. You probably don't need it tonight.
Seriously.
So they're going to run.
Oh, a lot of running. I think the guard play in this game is going to be crucial, though. Jalen Stewart, Nick O'Neal for Amherst. What do they do with, I believe it's Jayvon Jones for Health Sciences. So many different guys, though, that can get it done for the Falcons.
In a game like this, it pretty much comes down to rebounds.
Yeah.
Offense and defense rebound. Who controls the board
Seriously. Will
probably win the game.
For sure.
And that's the bad part about it. They're going to be running down up and down so fast, the big guys aren't going to have trouble getting up and down the court.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I can attest
to
that.
It's the guards that do the rebounding and all that. That's whoever is most successful there, that's the team that will probably win.
What it kind of reminds me of is when Niagara Falls and Riverside had that epic matchup. Excuse me. The tickle in my throat is unreal today. The Riverside-Niagara Falls game that featured Paul Harris, Mike Williams for Riverside.
Yeah. Johnny Flynn, obviously.
Well, he was only a sophomore.
Johnny was
Yeah, Johnny was just a sophomore.
And I think Mike Williams was only a junior.
James Starks was coming off the bench.
Right, he's the sixth man.
Yeah. James Starks is the sixth man on a team. Is that unbelievable?
That's Niagara
Falls. He plays on another team. He might have been first team All-Western New York.
Seriously, yeah, that's Niagara Falls basketball for you, though. I mean,
Raj, you and I were sitting, in fact, you and I were sitting in the behind the band, right around where the band was set up.
On the one end, yeah.
And what blew me away about that game was just how fast they were able to get up and down the court. And I'm assuming that that's what we're going to see tonight with Health Science in Amherst. They're just a couple steps, they're up the court.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean.
And Kyrie that night, you know, it was a, you know, early March. There was a snowstorm that night. You'd have thought that would have deterred people from coming.
It was packed.
It was packed. I never saw more people in that place than that
night. So much energy. And that's, you know, the games at Buff State, and that's what I love about it. The energy that's there, it's incredible.
Unbelievable. Yeah, I mean, you could just feel it. Like, the kids, they want to put on a show. And it's awesome to see that they get to use this stage for it, you know.
Well, the headliner tonight, you're going to have the A1 game, West Seneca West, the 4 seed, taking on number 2 seed, North Tonawanda. And the way North Tonawanda is playing right now, you got to wonder if anybody can beat them.
Man, I mean, any given night, whether it's
Dante West Seneca West, though, they're going to be there. They beat a Goodwill East team.
Oh, man, you want to talk about upsets. That might have been the biggest upset of all this postseason. You know, it's right up there.
Other than the Oleang Iroquois right. game, that was probably the biggest. But, yeah.
It's right there, though.
They expected to be North Tonawanda and Will East.
Yeah, it's
speaking of Will East, we should mention Cal Shiflett did sign a letter intending he will be playing for Cortland this year.
Oh, he will. So. Okay. That's awesome. Yeah, he's had a phenomenal year, so it should be fun to see what he does up there. Got another Section 6 alum, Ben Walters from Starpoint. He's been shooting the lights out for the Red Dragons this year. But it's
the thing I was like about that, you know, they play a few games like Fredonia, Brockport, Buff State. We can come watch them play without having to go on an overnight trip.
Yeah, seriously. It's funny though that we say West Seneca West is an underdog when they're 2-time defending sectional champs. That's just the type of year it's been though.
Turnover's crazy.
Yeah.
It really is.
It really is. So
Tony, if you're interested, Markell just texted me. He was at that Riverside Niagara Falls game that we were at.
Way back
when. And he says, now you know how old he is. He says he's the same age as Dominic Cook.
Frank Wolf actually corrected me. Health's lone loss was to Park this year by 1 point. So
yeah,
they did beat Canisius.
Where did they have, because we forgot to mention Park, they were played, let's see, no, they lost to Piedmont Classical in the USA National Prep Basketball Championship that was held in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. They lost 83-62.
Yeah, I actually talked to Jalen's father about this game last night, and he said, I'm just pulling up the message now, he said the team won a 4A state title in North Carolina, and all 5 starters have Division I offers. So,
shock.
These teams that they're playing down there
elite.
Are no joke.
Yeah, man. This is elite stuff.
Elite stuff, definitely. So,
no knock on Park whatsoever. When you lose to 5 D1 starters, forget about it.
Yeah, they got to win on Thursday night. So, you know, they started off well. Talking with Carlos, Jalen's father. He said that the team that they play tonight, I can't think of the name of the team, but the team they play tonight might even be better. So
wow.
Should be interesting.
Oh, we forgot to mention, too, Breon Harris going over 1,000 points, getting 41 points in that game. And you Avion Harris. Getting 41 points to go over 1,000. Mm-hmm. And you were talking about, you know, Heckle Jekyll season.
As
I tell you all the time, it's a you know, the teams that you see in December is not the same team that you'll see the end of February and early March.
I believe it was from December 2nd or so to about middle, end of January. They were on a 9-game losing streak. They were 2-10 at one point.
That blows my mind away.
Like, for them to go from 2-10 to the eventual player of the year putting the team on his back, getting him to the Woj Cup final, like, I mean, that's just unbelievable. Really is. And some of the wins that they had, beat Tymon earlier in the season in their second game. They upset, there's a few other upsets that they put together. Dominated Nichols all 3 times they played them. So yeah, it was just they just hats off to Coach Poverini for pulling through and sticking with the guys. Young team, Avion was the only senior on the roster this year.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. They'll be back next year.
Oh yeah.
Raj, let's switch gears. And
you neglected one game. You skipped over the Double A game at 3:30 today at Buffalo State, Lancaster and Orchard Park.
Oh yeah, I didn't have it on the.
I think you were going in order from D up, and so therefore you skipped IDA Double A. We'll forgive you, Anthony.
Thank you very much. My apologies. Lancaster's another team that's had an unbelievable year. Okay, what was the? Did they split during the regular season?
Yes, they split during the regular season. I actually had. Have it here in my notes. Orchard Park, let's see. Lancaster took the first game. It was a 65-54 win on January 25th. OP took the second one. They won 76-69 on February 19th. So
these and OP has that big guy.
Oh, yeah. Well, they both have pretty good big men. Joe Harrington for Lancaster is no slouch. But
is he related to J.J. Harrington any chance?
That's interesting.
J.J. played for Lancaster.
I would
think towards the end of my years of broadcasting.
I don't think they're siblings, but don't hold me to that. I'm really not that familiar.
But, yeah, Switek is playing for Orchard Park. He had 18 points against
Jamestown. If that name's familiar, he's got three sisters over the years who were pretty good softball players. In fact, his twin sister, Jaden, is going to Niagara.
Wow. How do you see this game shaping up?
Man,
Pick'em game, in my opinion.
Pick'em game. I think whoever's big man really comes to play. You know, I think both
whoever stays out of foul trouble.
That's very, very important. Who can rebound and who can stay out of foul trouble? Both teams have pretty good supporting cast. The Fulcinettis for Lancaster, Jackson Urebko, Jason Mansell. I'm sure you guys know that name from football.
Oh, yes.
And Jackson Raskow and Bradley Fowler and Tino Mansabelli for Orchard Park. So a lot of different guys. Well, both Mansabellis, Tino. And Keegan. So a lot of different guys.
Yeah, not household names in basketball because they're not usually there, but they're just as much the reason those teams are there.
Absolutely.
Great. And you know it's going to be packed again. You got rivals, not traditional rivals like Lancaster Depew, but it seems like Lancaster's rival with everybody, in Double A. But it's going to be a great
either
game.
One of those coaches could be bona fide candidates for Coach of the Year.
Absolutely.
Also, too, you know, we talked about how Jamestown and Niagara Falls, the history that they have in Double A, it's the flip side with these two. These two programs are competing for their first sectional championships tonight. So,
we are going to have a first, one way or the other.
One way or the other, yeah.
All right, when we come back, Roger's going to get us update on girls basketball. Kyrie's going to chime in as well. Don't forget, Sports Talk Saturday follows us. And then at 7 o'clock, the Sabres take on the Flyers right here on WGR Sports Radio 550. We're back. One last segment of Inside High School Sports and then Sports Talk Saturday at 11. A lot to talk about, I'm sure, the Sabres. And you guys know what's coming up, don't you, in a couple weeks. Free agency.
It's coming. It's exciting right now, man. Oh, the Bills have a lot of cap space. A
lot of cap space, but the question is do they make a big splash? Do they play it safe? What are they going to do? Are they going to bring in a wide receiver?
How much of that cap space will they use just to re-sign their
own? That's what the whole thing – that's what I believe Bean and company want to do is, you want to lock up a Tre'Davious White.
Have to.
Some guys you're going to let go. Are they going to let Shaq Lawson go?
Jordan Phillips.
I mean, the guy had one great year, and do you bank on that?
Do you franchise one of those guys? I mean, it's an interesting debate. I mean, there's a lot of guys that I do want to have retained, but the money that they're going to ask for might just be a little too out of our expenditure.
I think the one thing we've learned, trust the process. This is one of the few times in Bill's history, I think probably since Polian and Butler, the late John Butler, is I trust him. Whatever you guys see fit, do it.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to bring Frank Gore back.
No,
which
they've
is a
already
shame.
Said that he's not coming back, which is
but
tough.
But he said he wants to play another year, so.
Right. I mean, you can only do so much with a 36-year-old running back.
Yeah. But it's an exciting time. Get it, my son Nick and I, we go crazy. So what is it? The 18th at 4 o'clock that starts. But a lot to talk on Sports Talk Saturday, and we'll see what the guys have to say. Raj, get us up to date on girls' basketball.
Okay, as soon as we're done with the show, I'm headed down to Jamestown today. Excuse me, we got three finals. Class D, the 4 o'clock game, Panama versus Sherman. Again, if it wasn't leap year on this, you could, I would almost guess that Panama can mail it in. They're going to win. But the Panama boys lost. Anything can happen. They better not be looking ahead to next week, because next week it would be projected Panama playing Elba for what would be the de facto state championship, because whoever comes out of that game should cruise down at Hudson Valley. C2 game today, the middle game, the 2 o'clock game. That's the interesting one. Holland with Claire Pickett and the Klein sisters versus Franklinville with Danny Haskell, Abby McCoy.
We got star power here.
Yes. Seriously. And believe it or not, the leading player for Franklinville this year in the last few playoff games is number 13, Captain Abby Burrell. She's actually outscored Danielle Haskell in both those games.
Is that because teams are focusing on Danielle rather than the others?
It's possible.
Go in, try to shut her down, and let the rest of the team.
Yeah, well, the trouble is you leave either Abby McCoy or Abby Burrell, especially lately Abby Burrell. She's just having a good old time out there. Don't worry, Danielle will be there. She usually comes through in these big games. So the trouble is Holland's best defensive player is Claire Pickett. She would cover the big girls, which could be probably Abby Burrell, but that's just a guess. It's going to be a very entertaining game. 12 o'clock game will be the C1 championship. Portville got upset, and it would have been a classic final between Chautauqua Lake and Portville. Mm-hmm. Now, Falconer upset Portville, so they can't be too shabby, but I like Chautauqua Lake in this game. The games tomorrow at Buff State. The B2 game will be Southwestern, who knocked off number 1 seed Wilson.
They're no joke.
They're the real deal. Seems. And they will be playing against who knocked off Wilson?
Oh, they're playing against Eden. They will be playing against Eden.
Eden, okay. Yeah. Brain cramp, senior moment. That should be a very interesting game. Joe Doherty has got the Eden Lady Raiders playing very well. Southwestern, that's just a classic matchup, in my opinion. That might be the best final in all 7 classes.
I've got a suggestion about that. But
well, no, that'll be – okay, let me rephrase that. That'll be as good as any. B1, Will South with the
– A1, or – that's
I'm sorry. A2. B1 is boy, I keep jumping ahead of myself. Ken Ricker's going to love me for trying to skip him.
Grand Dunkirk, Island and Will South.
No, that's
A2.
B1 will be Dunkirk versus Iroquois. If Iroquois could break the press, I like their chances in that game, but boy does Dunkirk have weapons.
Oh, yeah.
And it's their imitation of they tried to be like McKinley boys, you know, organized helter-skelter. It's not as organized helter-skelter as McKinley's is, but
they come at you in waves.
Oh, in droves.
Yeah.
Okay, A2.
This is the game.
This
I was
is the game.
About.
Grand Island, led by Lydia Sweeney, who is just, well, Lydia Sweeney is unbelievable.
She's had 2 triple-doubles in 2 triple-doubles in the last 3 games.
And we alluded to that a week ago, I believe.
Yeah.
And, of course, they're going up against Will South. Will South beat Amherst 3 times this year. That's right. Not too shabby.
Oh, no.
Well, anytime you have a 2 going against a 1, you know it's going to be a marquee game.
Right. Yep.
Very few. I mean, how many 1-2 matchups do we even have this year, though, too?
Not many.
On top of it, you know.
And you got Grand Island, who beat Louport 3 out of 4 games this year.
Mm-hmm.
Under the radar most of the year. What happened? They lost to Louport early.
They did.
And everybody wrote them off for most of the year.
I think it was the first game, wasn't it?
First or second. It was very early.
Yeah.
Okay, that leaves us with the A1 game. I don't see this being as much of a game. Hamburg just looks too strong.
They won 53-15 over North Tonawanda the other night.
What was the first quarter score?
It
something
was
like 22-1.
To one.
Yeah.
Like They gave up 2 points in the fourth quarter.
My biggest question about them, although they did knock off Amherst a couple times during the year in ECIC play, but theoretically, if you're projecting a Will South Hamburg game, that ought to be a dandy.
Right.
That would be next Saturday. Finally, double A. Go ahead, Tony. I don't have it in front of me.
Oh, it's Clarence and Orchard Park.
Clarence and Orchard Park.
Yep.
What is that, like a fourth seed and a third seed, I believe?
Yeah, I believe so.
Again, once Claire Krishka was not cleared to play for Frontier, double A was pretty well open. I want to give a shout to the Mahoney family. You remember Connor Mahoney,
yeah.
the football player, all Western New York linebacker, trench finalist. What a day last Saturday, leap year day, was for the Mahoney family. Older sister Molly, part of the N-Trip girls that won the semi, which ended in the final the next day. Mm-hmm. N-Trip had 103 points after three quarters last week, Anthony. And Casey, she was on a team that had the winning basket, and Connor's point difference was the difference in their win last Saturday in the boys' semi.
N-Trip is 30-1.
Just real quick before we get going, we have about less than a minute, Raj. Your thoughts on the Monsignor Martin girls' double-A final. You had O'Hara beating St. Mary's 77-53.
Yeah, congratulations to Shay Chesky. She played basically on one leg. She was taped up heavily and all that. Scored enough points to get her 1,000 points. 1,000 points in freshman and sophomore year.
Outstanding.
And congratulations to Nick O'Neill. What a team he's got. He is 7 or 8 deep. Three girls come off the bench, and it's business as usual. They don't even miss a beat
Amelia
with them.
Strong, me and McCarthy.
Quickly, Park lost in the B championship to Buffalo Sem. And Sacred Heart, very impressive in the A championship. So Buffalo Sem, Sacred Heart, and Cardinal O'Hara ladies will be representing the Catholics downstate next weekend.
Well, that's going to do it for us. We are headed to, Kyrie and I are headed. You're going to Jamestown first.
I'm going to Jamestown.
All right, and we're headed to Ball State, going to watch some good basketball. And don't forget, Sports Talk Saturday is next. We'll talk to you next week with more Inside High School Sports.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.